There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, more accidents that are not accidents, until you will surely come to your senses and realize that there is a higher power working at this time to bring you to your knees. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 22, quote, "Behold, I am sending you forth like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and guileless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and will scourge you in the synagogues, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a witness to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious how or what you are to speak, for what you are to speak will be given you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks through you. And your brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered to the end will be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now pay attention carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1986. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
All about the trees, there are immense lights. Now, these are not the round blue balls that normally cascade across the sky at Our Lady's arrival. They are like long sheaths of light coming from the tips of the trees and going upward, high up into the heavens. Oh, it's a beautiful light. It's lighting up the whole sky. And directly over Our Lady's statue, if you go up about, perhaps I would say around 16 feet, you can see Our Lady now coming through the clouds. There is a cloud-like formation as though Our Lady has just passed through some type of an ordeal, some type of a catastrophe, because the clouds don't look like the clouds of our sky, but the clouds are coming up smoke-like from some type of a chasm, a deep well or something. Now Our Lady is coming down closer to the top of the statue. She's come down quite fast. Now Our Lady is wearing the most beautiful gown. She has on a white gown with a blue sash about her waist, and her rosary beads are dangling from the sash, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that actually become all the colors of the rainbow as Our Lady turns. Now, I can never see Our Lady's hair. Her head is well covered by her mantle this evening. Her mantle is a beautiful white, and it has a trim of about, a half an inch of gold all about the outside. Our Lady is smiling. It's a sad smile, but Our Lady does look like she is happy. Now, Our Lady is nodding, and she's placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my heart is so lightened with joy at the numbers of wonderful souls who have come here this evening to honor the Eternal Father when he sent me 16 earth years ago down upon earth to try to stop the crisis in the church and the chaos that is going throughout all the countries of the world. My child and my children, I came to you many years ago at Fatima with a plan for the salvation of mankind. And I must say to you this evening as your mother that none of my words must be kept hidden any longer. For it is urgent that the world make this final atonement. The hourglass now is almost empty. Days can be counted by hours. For at this very moment, we see a most terrible explosion with the loss of many lives about to take place. Oh, my children, you do not understand what I have given to other seers upon earth to bring to you. Not only words of consolation, but words of truth. The truth sometimes does hurt, my children. But I, as your mother, must treat you at this time as adults, being able to reason with the God-given reasoning that heaven gave unto you when you were conceived by the Holy Ghost. I say this for this reason. The Eternal Father is much disturbed at the numbers of abortions being committed throughout your country and the world. These numbers go upwards to 50 to 60 million in 1 year throughout the world. And this is too much for the Eternal Father and also for the souls who are now victim souls, victims to try to save their brothers and sisters who have gone astray from gaining their rightful desires of destruction and death. These victim souls that have become victims of their own accord and their own placement, they are the ones who have kept the just punishment from coming upon you and mankind.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Do you have decisions to make, problems to solve, a heavy heart, just need time to be alone, want to refresh yourselves from the care and pressures of life, want to quietly praise and thank your God? Well, now is the time to visit Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. There is a new extraordinary film for the 21st century about the unstoppable power of Eucharistic adoration. Pope John Paul II, Francis Cardinal George in Chicago, Mother Teresa, priests, and lay people around the world testify how prayer before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament has dramatically transformed their lives and how it can renew the world and bring about a second Pentecost. Pastors who have initiated Eucharistic adoration programs report how it's rejuvenating the parish life, increasing mass attendance, confessions, and religious vocations. It is a highly informative and dramatic film about this vital and true important method of prayer. This most extraordinary video, titled The Power of His Presence, costs $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. You can order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 1-800-259-4931. You may use your MasterCard Visa or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video, The Power of His Presence, for $15 plus $4.50. Don't delay. Order it today. The number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, total 44,248. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. In the Bible, the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, you do not have life within you." If Christ did not mean what he said, why would he have turned to the apostles to whom he would give the power to change bread and wine into his flesh and blood and say, "Will you too also go astray?" In other words, will you too not believe and walk away as these who refuse to believe me? Those who heard Christ speak the doctrine of the real presence coupled with the attitude of our Lord prove the authenticity of this literal meaning. It is simply not possible to interpret these words of Christ in any way except in reference to the actual reception of his holy body and blood. The circumstances of the Last Supper give added reason for taking Christ's words literally. He continued to reaffirm his words, which the Jews found so difficult to accept, by saying only moments later, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much more. Be sure to tell your family and friends about it. To be sure and visit www.bayside.org. On June 30th, 1984, Our Lady said, quote, "I cry, my tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth, but my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father set the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed." Unquote. If we do not stop abortion in the United States, God will destroy America. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1986. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"I wish at this time, my children, to repeat again the need to write, to speak, to meet with the Holy Father in Rome and plead with him to have Lucy come forward and tell the third secret, word for word, as I give to you each evening on my appearances upon the grounds of Bayside and Flushing Meadows. Oh, my children, if you knew what was in store for you in the near future, and that means my child and my children this year, you would understand why I feel and why I cry tears for upon you. If I could, I would, as your mother, make all atonement for you. But it is the will of the Eternal Father that you come forward now and stand up to protect your own souls and also the souls of your children and your families. Mothers and fathers, too, have gone astray in these dark days. Materialism has replaced spiritualism, and that is why the many catastrophes are being allowed upon your earth. There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, more accidents that are not accidents, until you will surely come to your senses and realize that there is a higher power working at this time to bring you to your knees. My child and my children, I have asked in the past for certain days of atonement, the first Saturdays, the first Saturday of each month. Can you not give this to me, my children, in order to place it before the Eternal Father? For you must pray for sinners. I beg you, my children, as your mother, your loving mother, who cries tears of sorrow upon you all, please remember this. The time is growing short. I have wandered throughout earth trying to warn you, my children, depending on a small handful of loyal souls to bring these messages to you. Upon these grounds, my child, we chose you to come forth in illness and in health in order to save your brothers and sisters. As a victim soul, my child, we cannot promise you happiness upon this earth. But we will give you, if you remain steadfast and true, my child, in your own free will, we will give you a reward that far surpasses all of your imagination, your inclinations, and anything that is beyond the human mind to understand now. You will be given in return for yourself. Do you understand this, my child? You will continue, my child, to send the messages throughout the world with great haste. Satan has come with his agents to try to stop you. They are now planning a measure of retaliation. Be prepared, my child, when it happens. You will know that it is straight from Satan. I ask you now to give the warning in poetical form given to the world some years ago. It must be applied now. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, you said that well. It is a riddle, as the Father gives many riddles, but those who have the grace will understand and act upon it. Now, my child, for reasons that you are not to give out, I wish at this time that you take 3 photographs. They are very, very important, my child. They will contain a date for the next catastrophe. You must know for a reason, because you must move from your house at that time. You will take the pictures now, my child, and I will be with you again.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1986. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Pennsylvania to Our Lady of the Roses. I want to thank Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses for so many favors. My husband had been away from the church for 40 years. He started going to church and does not miss Sunday Mass or Holy Days. He also started saying the rosary, which I had to teach him. He had forgotten. And in January, he was diagnosed with cancer. As soon as he found out, he put a rose petal on the area of the cancer. He started on medication, and within a week, he could feel the lump getting smaller. Today, he is free of cancer. Also, I want to tell you about my sister. She broke her shoulder and wrist. Her arm bone was pushed into the socket of her shoulder, which splintered. I gave her a rose petal and told her to put it on her shoulder. She did. And she and her husband both said the rosary. She said within a few seconds after they finished the rosary, they heard a great pop. When she went back to the doctor, he was amazed at how the bone came out of the socket and how well it was healing. He thought he would have to operate and put a pin in it. She said she knows that Our Lady of the Roses healed her, and I know it was Our Lady of the Roses that cured my husband. That was the end of that testimony. Now I have a testimony here from New Jersey to Our Lady of the Roses. The following three cures were granted to me after receiving the rose petal from Bayside. I took a stress test on a treadmill and was told by the doctor giving the test that the arteries around my heart were clogged and I would have to undergo an operation. However, he wanted a second opinion, and another test was arranged at St. Vincent's Hospital, New York. The night before I entered the hospital, I was given a rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in Bayside. Needless to say, I prayed with this rose petal, also went to confession and Holy Communion. When the doctor then gave me the results of the second test, he hardly knew what to say, except that something very lucky happened to me. Now my arteries were absolutely clear, and I was taken off medication entirely. I had been taking medication, starting with high blood pressure and pills, since 1978. Now I am free of medication. Sometime later, I was playing golf and swung so hard that I tore a muscle in my left chest. A lump formed the size of a golf ball. I went home and was dressing to go to the doctor when I remembered my rose petal. The following is exactly what happened. I took the rose petal in my hand and was placing it on my lump. As I said, "Dear God, please remove this lump." It vanished before I could even touch it with the rose petal, which I did anyhow. I was amazed, and I thanked God and Jesus and Mary. In April, I was informed by a doctor that my prostate gland was beginning to swell. By October, my bladder was completely blocked, and my back ached so badly I could walk only with difficulty. Elimination of waste fluid was impossible. Without hesitation, I placed my rose petal upon my bladder and asked Jesus and Mary to remove this evil from me. Again, I was relieved of my affliction instantly. I am particularly grateful for the third healing because my father suffered from rectal cancer for 10 years and died at 68 years of age. I will be 66 years old and I'm doing fine. I am absolutely sure that the rose petal blessed by Jesus and Mary cured my ailments. And that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue to spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.